Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh my God! No! I cannot. This... From betrayed, and now I'm, what the, wow. I'm Dennis. Fanboying right now. You don't even understand, dude.
Hello, how's it going?
It's a whole new stratosphere right now speaking to you. I've watched you. This is crazy. This is crazy to me right now. I am a speechless middle-aged man right now.
Well, you are here due to the betrayer. As you labeled him.
Yes.
How are you feeling right now about Vivek?
Vivek is still, yeah, he's of course going to be on my mind. I'm conflicted because I don't like being an angry or a sad person, and he is the source of both of those things. I'm really trying hard to separate game here, but it was just beyond, and I don't understand why he needed to do what he did.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's like you get game, but when the game doesn't make sense, you're like, come on, though.
Like it did. I offered you all of this. Who got into your ear and convinced you otherwise? I as a fan, want to know that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Anthony.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah.
We all
know that. So, I mean, let's talk a little bit about Anthony, because obviously you're a fan, you know, you come into the game, there's two returning players, especially if one of them is Anthony Douglas. This is bad news. We talked about this a little bit at the start of the season, like, what is the play if you're like a regular player here? Because, you know, not only are there two returning players, but they also have like immunity in the first week, guaranteed HOH.
It's stacked against you. How do you maneuver that? All you have to do now is sort of play possum, yeah. Appease to them. And I don't know if you can even lay low so that they can't gauge who you are. But he knew right off the bat, I'm a man of a certain age. The tactics that work on most of the people in this house will not be working on me. Mm-hmm. So like I'm already, without doing anything, I'm already a target because he's someone that you can't manipulate, or he feels like he can't manipulate.
Yeah, I mean,
it really is. Stacked against you.
I can tell you right from like day one, like one of the initial conversations Anthony and Spicy had was like, Dennis is probably our first target. And then of course you were immune that week when Spicy won. So yeah, I mean, they had their eye on you just, I think, from initial impressions, and you know, rightfully so to some degree.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Yes, exactly. And that's why when it came to it, I had to win Power Veto. I know most of me wanted to win it just as a fan, and I owed it to that fan inside of me, but yeah, safety, just keep winning safety, really.
Well, talk to me about that first Power Veto, because you were safe. And it was kind of coming down to you and Janine. And this is where I feel like I had the most sort of disagreement with the call, because it felt to me at the time, like, you just let Janine win that one. Like, that really throws a wrench into Anthony's plans.
Yes. I could have easily gotten away with it because I was literally in the dark and I could have just stood by. But Taryn, I'm telling you, when I saw that comp, I knew exactly what to do. And that Dennis took over, like, oh, this is one of those things that I've been studying. I know exactly, like, you saw confidence in me. I didn't even rush. Easy going Dennis in and out. Like, it was, I thought to myself, I could easily throw it to her. But who would have gone up? If she had won, who would have gone up?
I mean, that's
probably me.
Well, you were safe, right? Because Spicy.
Oh my God, that's right. But yeah. Who would have gone up? And that would have affected the game. We were still trying to understand if there was going to be a continuation of the Entourage and what that meant. Like, it was just literally minute by minute. I know you try and plan this game ahead of time. It was minute by minute in there.
Yeah. So I think what we saw here, I know that there was a lot of conversation this week about like Donna and what she might've said about you going after, Anthony. From my perspective, at least, we only have the dailies. We don't have the live feeds. I would definitely put more of the blame on Spicy. Spicy has been the one telling Anthony everything from get go. Like, every person I've talked to, I've been like, so Spicy, huh?
I'm learning that quickly. I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised at the how much, as I continue this day. I'm not surprised. She's chaotic. She's known for being chaotic. And I thought that was going to be something I could use against her, because she would just burn out or implode, which the girls are doing right now. But it was always in the back of my mind, how much can you trust her? There were moments, sitting just at the dinner table where she would look at me and like, what's that look about? There's something beyond that look. There's something going on here that I'm not privy to. I felt like there was a mole amongst the girls, because that caused a lot of paranoia amongst them. And I'm now kind of piecing things together that it might be her, actually.
Yep.
I knew there had to be not an alliance, but they would work together. I don't know if they did that pregame. I don't know what the extent of it was. They had to work together. They were all stars and they were targets. It had to be. I didn't know the depth of it.
Yeah. I know that you talked to Avery, and she explained part of her reasoning for not wanting to keep you this week was just like, listen, you're a big threat. Like I could keep you now, but then I have to deal with you later. What did you think of that reasoning?
Understandable, but I thought we had something more, and I had a gut feeling about her, and I was speaking to Vivek about it. Like, Avery just doesn't sit well with me. And I don't know if she got a little too cocky when she won safety this week. Even in the house, she's been acting a little, not arrogant, but a little cocky. Something didn't sit right. And that conversation, like, oh, this is beyond the querios, the little thing that we wanted to do. You're thinking game. You're going to be ruthless. And if I stayed in the house, she would definitely be on my mind. She would definitely be someone to put up as a replacement. Like, oh, so you're playing the game. We're no longer friends or this alliance. Cool. I could totally respect that. I don't respect what Vivek did, but I can understand where Avery was coming from. Mm-hmm. At least she was honest and told me.
Yeah. I know that, from my perspective, Bailey was the one that served, was there to like benefit the most for you, from you staying, because she's in the most precarious position, right now. and I know she wanted to, but of course, you know, she's working with these women who have other things going on, and they're convincing her like, no. How do you feel about Bailey's spot right now?
Bailey was emotional a lot, and it happened very quickly. It happened very quickly. And she kind of painted a target on her back as an emotional person. Again, I see that as something to use. I can weaponize that. Reliability. I still felt good with her. We had our conversations and she could talk and she understood the game, but she was still in fear. And she knew that just operating in fear, she was indebted to Dougie for whatever reason. I was still trying to figure out why, because we had Taryn, we had the votes to keep her in and the veto was, it did not make sense. So there was something else going on that I didn't know about. We had the, you didn't need to do anything. You need to be feeling unsafe. We had the numbers to keep you in. She's emotional and sporadic.
Yes. The votes were there, and it's just it's so hard to figure out exactly like what Spicy would have done. But like there were, of course, like bigger alliances. Like in order to get rid of Goose, they would have needed to break this alliance called the Directors that they had with Goose and Matt. Which I think they might have been willing to do, but yeah, so it was a bit of a Goose named that alliance, by the way.
Wow. You know what? Awesome. Because that man does not lead, what he does in the house does not reflect whatever that you just told me is. Wow.
Right.
For him.
Can I ask about Anthony's goodbye message? There's been a bit of buzz about it. How do you feel about Anthony's goodbye message?
How do you feel about it?
I mean, listen, I'm not you, so I don't have like, I'm not being attacked, yeah. But I thought it was fun personally.
It's good TV. Mm-hmm. He knows what he's doing. This is not his first rodeo. He knows what he's doing. The same way when I say I'll burn this house down, I knew what was happening there as right. Well. But it does come off a little, admit it, a little arrogant.
Oh, just certainly. A little. Yes.
And he, it seems the way the message is, and it's edited, of course, that he's operating inside of a vacuum, which he is not. This is not all you're doing. You have, just like in season 7, minions around you. Mm-hmm. This is not just your doing. If you want to own it, like, for me, own it honestly. I had a group of people. I got into the, like, say that. This was not just you. This was all of us helping you. Accomplish all three of these goals, the pattern, as I call it. Mm-hmm. So it did come off just a little arrogant.
Yes. Arissa asked you who you thought would win. You said Tola. Why do you think that is?
Again, it's showing me that a lot of Tola is being shown. That man was a target day one, mm-hmm. and has escaped the block consistently. And through that, his social game in the house that not a lot of people are privy to has changed. He's done so well. And him and I, day one, understood each other's minds. Just he went around the house looking at peace, trying to find clues. And I clocked in on that and called him out. So there was that connection. And every time we spoke, it would be briefly, we would acknowledge each other's fanness and gameplay. And this week, I started getting a deeper connection with him. And my last ditch effort to get votes away from the girls, if the girls weren't supporting me, they were against me. So I was going to go to the guys. Mm-hmm. And I passed it through. I'm like, listen, I need your rational mind right now. Is this pitch that I'm going to give you sound appealing? So I knew there's a rational mind. And this is a marathon and not a sprint. And that man will last. Although I've been hearing about a curse.
There's a curse.
Me naming him is endangering him.
So Janine, when asked by Arissa, said Donna was going to win the game. Donna said you, and now you have said Tola.
I mean, if I'm part of that curse, awesome.
But listen, there's another curse that you might like a little bit better. This is specific to RHAP, but we do a draft, and you were on Puya's draft team. Along with Janine and Donna. So hit three people out, three of his draft team gone. The fourth person on his draft team, Thivik.
I want that. Sorry, Puya. I want that to happen. Oh my God. The entire backdrop.
The curse is coming.
The curse is real.
Yeah.
The backdrop just fell. The curse is real. I hope that's not too distracting, whatever just went on there. Wow. Oh, Puya. But does Puya do this every year? Like, is he the curse consistently every year?
He did have the double grenade in Survivor once, but, you know, he's off and on.
Well, Puya, I need to speak to you afterwards. I don't appreciate this curse. You know what? I'm going to blur my background because that is just, you don't need to see what's going on there.
All right. Woo-hoo! Well, Dennis, thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem. Thank you, Taryn. It was awesome.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.